One of the passages that I would like for you to consider with me is a verse from Ecclesiastes, the 4th chapter, verse 13. It says, "A poor, yet wise lad is better than an old and foolish king who no longer knows how to receive instruction." You see, we all need to continue to have an attitude of receiving instruction all our lives. This is to be teachable. This is to be open. This is to be vulnerable, to be corrected, whatever I need in order for God to continue to form me into the image of His Son, as He says He is desirous of doing according to Romans 8:29. He wants to conform me into the image of His Son. One of the ways for this to happen is for me to maintain an open, teachable, transparent spirit so that I don't become a person like this verse talks about, an old and foolish king who no longer knows how to receive instruction. One of the qualities, or one of the bases, if you please, that allows me to do this, allows me to have this kind of a spirit, is to sense the love, the biblical love on the part of an individual toward me. The confidence of the kind of love that 1 Corinthians 13:4 through 7 talks about. It says this, "Love is patient. Love is kind. Is not jealous, does not brag, it is not arrogant. Does not act unbecomingly. It does not seek its own. It is not provoked. Does not take into account a wrong suffered. Does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices with truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things." That's the kind of love that opens the door for me to open my life in order to be teachable, to accept what others have to contribute to my life. Now, obviously, there may be times when I have to open my life even when that is not true, even when that is not available to me. Perhaps the instruction comes to me critically. I must be willing to take that before God, and according to Psalm 139, 23 and 24, ask Him, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me, and know my thoughts, and see if there's any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." So there are times when even when it comes in a negative way, I must accept it and take it to the Lord and ask if there's truth in it. But what I'm talking about in this experience of openness and teachability or disclosure and vulnerability is that when I sense the atmosphere of love, the context of love, that it's much easier for me, it's much easier for any of us to open our lives to one another, to sense the love and the assurance. I think that's partly what Proverbs 17:17 is trying to tell us, where it talks about a friend who loves at all times. But it goes on to say, a brother is born for adversity. That is to say, a brother is there in time of need. A friend loves at all times, but a brother's love even goes beyond that. A brother's love is there even when I'm in a difficult situation. And this is what I need to sense. I need to sense that I have a brother in Christ, a sister in Christ, someone that cares, someone that loves, someone that understands, to whom I can go and open my life, to whom I can admit that I have a need, to whom I can go and ask for help. See, I think that's part of the problem, isn't it? Sometimes it's so difficult for us to ask for help. I'd like to suggest a couple of reasons why that's difficult for us. One, there's fear. I read a statement in a book. It says this, "If I tell you who I am, and you don't like who I am, it's all that I have." In other words, if I open my life to you, and I get a sense of rejection from you, rather than understanding, what do I do next? It's all that I have. I've shared my life with you. And fear is a real detriment. It's a real block to opening my life to someone. You see, too often what I get when I open my life is a little sermon. I think that somehow in our idea of helping one another, we feel that we need to have little sermons for everything that everybody shares with us, So somebody comes along and they share something, and instead of listening and instead of supporting them, we try to think of some little sermonette, 3 points and a poem, something that we can give them that we think will set them straight, instead of just reaching out and trying to support them and encourage them, yes, and help them wherever correction is necessary, but initially to let them know we care. You see, fear is a real block to opening my life, fear of rejection. What will this person think of me if I really express what I'm struggling with? Which leads me to the second reason why we withdraw, or why we are protective rather than opening our life to one another. And that is, many of us want to maintain what we think of as an image of spirituality. Yeah, that's right, it's kind of humorous. Because that's our image. Others may not see us that way at all. As a result, we wear these masks. And we have the right expressions. And somebody says, how are things going? Oh, great, terrific. And down inside, we're all tied up in knots because there's something we'd like to share with somebody and we've just not had the courage. We don't want to take off that mask and admit that after all these years of knowing God and walking with His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, I still have areas of life that I haven't gotten under control. Oh, listen, my friend, that's going to be true all our lives. Growth is a lifelong process. Here I am, I've known the Lord for almost 40 years, and I am still having to work my way through things. Florine and I still have a conflict every once in a while. I still have wrong reactions to situations. I still need to have somebody pray with me. I still need to open my life and say, man, I'm struggling with something. Can you help me in this? And I hope I never reach a place where because of pride, I close my life and think I can't let anybody know that I'm struggling. You see, it's in my admission of some of these things and in reaching out that I'm going to find help for growth. That's what James 5:16 is trying to tell us. Now that's a beautiful verse. It says this, confess your faults to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. Isn't that beautiful? That you may be healed. God wants to bring healing, emotional, spiritual healing to our lives. And part of that comes when we're willing to open our lives and confess our faults, our struggles, confess those areas of need, take off our masks, take off these robes of so-called spirituality and admit, I need you to pray with me, to talk to me, to listen, to try to understand. You see, there is a tremendous liberation that comes in that kind of disclosure or exposure, if you want to call it that. When I'm willing to open my life and say, that's where I am, and not try to communicate something that is not true about myself, some false image, some false spiritual image, but to admit where I am really in my development. I remember a story I heard one time that I think is excellent to communicate what I'm trying to say. This evangelist told the story about himself. He was in another country holding some meetings, and he was in a time of prayer one day, and as he was praying, he remembered that he had done something before he left on this trip that had offended his wife, and he hadn't dealt with it. And so in his prayer, he said, Lord, I want to confess to you that I was impatient with my wife, that I didn't demonstrate the kind of love that I should have, and he was going on like that. And all of a sudden, it was as though God spoke to him from heaven and said, just a minute. Don't tell me. I told you. You go and tell her. And that's what God desires that we do. That when there is something that we need to open up and express to one another and confess these faults to one another and pray for one another, then God can bring about healing. You see, that man needed to go to his wife and he needed to open his life and say, sweetheart, I did the wrong thing and I want you to recognize that I'm sorry and I want to apologize and together pray about it. God says that will bring healing, real healing to the individual and to the relationship. And so the need to open our lives, to admit our faults, to admit our needs, to let another person in, and together to pray, and let the Spirit of God bring healing to the individuals involved and to the relationship.